Hoosier football from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and South Dakota here today at Camp Randall Stadium. Time now for our Badger Notebook as we check in with Patrick Herb. Both of us had the honor of being at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony last night. 12 new members going into the University of Wisconsin Athletics Hall of Fame, giving us a nice round number of 300 all-time. Man, a special night. And Patrick, I think you would agree, I thought each of the inductees spoke so eloquently and were genuinely touched. And maybe we say that every year. I think we do. Really touched at the honor that each has so richly deserved.
Yeah, I like the way you opened this of saying we had the honor of it, because that's the way I view it. That is a signature night in Wisconsin athletics and a chance to recognize the best of the best. And I feel honored in particular to be a part of that evening and to play a small role. You were excellent leading them in Q&As. And to give people a little picture of it and set the scene, so every year there's a class inducted into the Hall of Fame. This year there were 12 of them. It's announced in the summer, but they pick a football game to kind of build the weekend around. And on Friday afternoon, the Hall of Famers meet at Hall of Fame Park right outside Camp Randall Stadium, and they get to view their plaques that are affixed to the wall of the shell. Now, side note, the shell's coming down as part of the new indoor facility that will be built on that footprint. And so the athletic department is right now determining its future plans for the Hall of Fame. There will be a permanent representation of the Hall of Fame, but the location might be a little different moving forward, but there will be. So they get to see those plaques and do some photos there. It's always fun for them to see their plaques and be there with their families. Then there's the ceremony, which happens over at the Hamel Music Center on campus, which is a gorgeous new theater on campus. And each of the 12 inductees gets a chance to come up and do a Q&A with you, and you really do a great job of helping them tell their story and the things that make their journey at Wisconsin Athletics and sometimes beyond Wisconsin unique. And so here was the class of 12. Adam Burrish from men's hockey, James Dunkelberger, the decathlete in track and field, Mark Laporte, a goalkeeper for men's soccer, Gina Panaghetti, a butterfly swimmer, Maria Neubauer-Pienka, who was a women's tennis player, now works in administration for the Badgers, Megan Mickelson-Reed, women's hockey player, Alex Rigby Cavallini, women's hockey goaltender, Tarek Sala and Donnell Thompson from football in the 1990s, John Jagger from men's hockey, who was a Heritage Era inductee, Pete Waite, the coach of the volleyball program, and then also special service Herb Cole got in. Matt, what were some of your favorite moments from last night? I've got a couple anecdotes that I really enjoyed.
You know, it's hard to pick favorites, but I mean, for me, just knowing Maria as long as I have, and she was fighting back the tears a bit, and, you know, obviously her role in athletic administration here for a number of years, but, you know, a tennis All-American, first doubles All-American team at Wisconsin back in the early 90s. You know, with most of my time around football and men's basketball, seeing Donnell Thompson up there and Tarek Sala, who was the final inductee that we had a chance to visit with. First of all, Donnell looks like he could still play, and I know Tarek wants to play and probably has a couple of reps in him as well. Those are the standouts for me.
Really cool to see the people that come back to support the Hall of Famers,
yes,
too. Every sport was represented by numerous teammates, and they would all, you know, they had their sections in the crowd that they would cheer when it was their inductees' time. But Tarek Sala and Donnell in particular had huge turnout, and some legends of Wisconsin football were back. Wendell Bryant was somebody that I got to see and wanted to go up and say hi to, and he's going to be on the side sidelines for a little while today. A couple other things that I thought were really fun. We heard Herb Kohl's nephew talk about how he actually talked his own way into Harvard Business School and how he always used to wear an old raggedy Badger cap. It was his favorite thing to wear. Alex Rigsby, the goaltender, there was a video shout out to her that a former coach of hers who mentioned that she always played with the boys teams and played up with the boys teams. The first time she played with a girls team was actually at the Badgers. Mark Laporte, the soccer player, who there was a video testimony, shout out kind of from his father, his two sons, and his grandson. That was really sweet. Pete Waite, the volleyball coach, I thought it was really neat when some of his former players were talking about the team building that he did and how important that was. And then also the selfless kind of way he transitioned to Kelly Sheffield, that he was been very helpful helping Kelly continue the success of that program. Got a laugh at Adam Burrish talking about going to the libraries on campus. He was not talking about libraries.
Yeah, he wasn't. We all got the drift. We know what he was talking about.
This is, in general, a really fun night and a great way to honor them. And then they will be recognized at halftime today of the football game.
A similar library I know Tausch attended regularly. We got a little over a minute here, which is not enough time, really. But Pete Monty is the honorary captain today, the all-time leader here in tackles.
Yeah, two-time captain, 1994 Rose Bowl champion, just a legend of this program and one of the foundational building blocks for what they have now. When we were going back and looking for photos to celebrate him, the shoulder pad size that they wore back then is like giant sewer caps on each shoulder, just outrageous. The other one we should shout out, Don Davey, what he's doing this weekend. Another alum and a titan of this program. He's going to run the Ironman triathlon here in Madison tomorrow for the umpteenth time. He's been doing it, I think it's his 14th doing it. And then after that, he's got a pretty special bike ride that I know you and he have talked about.
Yeah, the Tour de Wisconsin. He's going to be leading a 6-day, 700-mile bike ride, and it's to
raise
money.
Wait, did you say 700 miles?
Yeah, 700, raising money to help military veterans. And, I mean, he's, you know, talked to him yesterday at the brunch here on campus for the Endowed Scholarship Donor Appreciation Brunch. And he is A, chiseled, B, oh, by the way, four-time academic All-American, defensive lineman standout here, 10 years in the NFL. Big part of the transition, Patrick, when Barry took over. You know, Don was kind of seeing the finish line of his career, but in 1990, really one of the centerpieces of what the program ended up becoming a few short years later under Barry. So it was a lot of fun catching up with him.
He said he wants to do the Ironman until he's 90 years old.
Yeah, he's serious.
I'm not sure I'd put it past him.
Yeah, he's serious, and yeah, I don't think I would doubt him either. Thank you much, sir. That is Patrick Herb. That is today's Badger Notebook. Coming up, our pregame chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Need a boost? Check out ZOA Energy now at Piggly Wiggly locations. ZOA's got great taste and is the perfect way to kickstart your fall tailgates. Fueling your body with natural caffeine, B and C vitamins, electrolytes, and zero sugar. Available now and currently, you can buy one ZOA and get one free until September 17th at all Piggly Wiggly locations. Bring that Big Dwayne energy this fall with ZOA Energy.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Bryson Green, wide receiver for Wisconsin football.
Cutting left of the five, touchdown, Wisconsin!
Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level with Camp Randall Club membership through VC Connect. You can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall has its visions set on victory. Do you? Visit vcconnectwi.com today to join.
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 27th through the 29th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Our pregame coverage continues, joined now by head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We talked last week about a number of things, not the least of which were guys who were going to get their first exposure to college football. You know, you got a lot of guys getting their first exposure as Badgers, but a couple of you true freshmen, Dylan Johnson gets in there, welcome to college, you're in goal line, and Xavier Lucas making a highlight reel play. But anything, I mean, any reps are huge for anybody, but particularly those kind of guys, right?
Well, it's even interesting because the guys that play early in these games are the guys you're expecting to play all year, because you get that role where you got four games, and sometimes you hold guys till late in the year because you think they'll be a lot better late in the year, and maybe you could still have a red shirt. But those are guys that are going to play all year, and whatever the situation is, you got to get them in there at some point in time. Both the tailbacks on offense didn't get an opportunity, but are guys that we've got to be able to get in there. And obviously Dylan and Xavier on defense were guys that did show up on the field and actually did some good things.
Talk about winning the fourth quarter. It was out even in the social media post when you addressed the team. That has been such an emphasis. Everybody is happy with your program, and I'm thinking Brady Collins especially was pumped up to see you guys, you know, get inside the 20 and then get to the end zone there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, games go all different ways, and we've seen them a million different ways, and a lot of these games are going to come down to the fourth quarter, and you got to be at your best in the fourth quarter. And that's what I was most proud of. You know, obviously there was a play that happened, and we made it, and then, you know, we rolled from there. And so it was something that was, I think an issue 2 years ago when we walked in the door, and we said we were going to address it, and we thought we did, and it was still an issue for us last year. And, you know, those tight ball games is the difference in seasons. And so I was proud of those guys that they didn't bat an eye. They were able to perform, and actually we played our best ball in the fourth quarter.
It was interesting just talking with fans in the last few days. They were seeing Tawi Walker for the first time and watching him, the powerful nature with which he runs, but you've been seeing that all along.
We have, and it was unfortunate that he got kind of dinged in the first series, but that people don't know, he actually didn't want to come out, and he wanted to stay in there. And, you know, they're saying he shouldn't be able to go, but he did. And and then you got to see a little bit of him. And then I think that's what we've seen since spring football. We saw it a lot in fall camp, and we're really excited about him. I don't think he'll miss much. He doesn't want to miss at all. But I think we've got a really good stable of guys back there that have some different skill sets. They're going to give us a lot of different things this year.
You got some powerful runners. Looks like the team you're playing does, too, with number 5, Tice, number 3, Pierre. Just a good, hard-nosed team.
There's no doubt. I mean, this is going to be a physical football game, and we better be really prepared for what's walking in the door here. And our guys are. It's going to be a physical downhill running style, and one guy doesn't usually bring him down. And I don't know if he's been in college for 5 or 6. I mean, I know that he's been around for a while, and he is a veteran, and they're a veteran team. And, so it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us.
In the basketball world I spend time with, you know, Coach Gard talks about it, Coach Ryan before, about teams that maybe fans don't know a lot about. They don't walk in intimidated into the Kohl Center. We're seeing the same thing in this sport, too, aren't we? You know, these guys, this is their shot, and they're going to go.
There's no doubt, and this league is really, really good. And I've known that because of Youngstown State and Coach Tressel and the guy that I coached under, and I heard about the league for years and years and years, and now my really good friend's a head coach at Youngstown State, and just respect the heck out of that league. And a lot of people know about North Dakota State, probably, but that entire league is really, really strong. They play great football, and I understand that.
All right. That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We'll check out some other games, look at the lineups in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Live from the Learfield Network Studios, this is the College Scoreboard.
Let's get you some Big Ten score updates here. It has gone poorly in Ann Arbor today. They're in the final 2 minutes of the Big House. And third-ranked Texas all over the reigning national champion Michigan Wolverines. 31-6, the Longhorns leading Michigan. 2 minutes remaining at Rutgers, where the Scarlet Knights are defeating Akron 49-17. Penn State and Bowling Green had a heck of a game in State College today with the Nittany Lions escape 34-27. Minnesota with a shutout win on the home field against Rhode Island, 48-0. Other scores out of the top 25, number 16, Oklahoma State and Arkansas tied at 28 with about 3 minutes left in regulation. Number 17, Kansas State leads Tulane 34-27 about midway through the fourth quarter. Syracuse trying to knock off a top 25 team as the Orange leading Georgia Tech, ranked 23rd this week. Syracuse leading Tech 31-28, 2.5 minutes left in that game. In the second quarter, they're getting close to halftime. Top-ranked Georgia leads Tennessee Tech 24-0. Other Big Ten games coming up in mere minutes in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes will host Iowa State to that annual rivalry game. Maryland, in a conference game, will be hosting Michigan State. Washington, again, Big Ten, remember. Washington has a non-conference game against Eastern Michigan coming up shortly. And then tonight, Illinois taking on Lance Leipold and the Kansas Jayhawks, a game in Champaign. Ohio State will host Western Michigan, a game a lot of eyeballs will be on in Lincoln, Nebraska, as the Huskers take on Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes. And late night tonight, Oregon at home against Boise State. USC on the home field for the first time, coming off an impressive win against LSU. The Trojans at the LA Coliseum against Utah State. Let's get a UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Tawee Walker is listed as questionable. Now, you heard Luke Fickell in his portion of the pregame show a few minutes ago. You say it sounded a little bit leery there. Didn't think he would miss too much time, and Tawee wants to play. Kind of talked his way onto the field last week after getting dinged up early in that game. Barrett Nelson working his way back. He is listed as questionable this week, and among those who are out, Quincy Burroughs again out this week, one of the Badgers wide receivers, and that is your UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And now let's move on to the U.S. Bank starting lineups. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. For South Dakota, on offense up front, the left tackle is Joe Cotton, 6'7", 315, redshirt sophomore out of Sioux Falls. Jordan Larson, the left guard, 6'3", 310, sophomore out of Harrisburg, South Dakota. Joey Lombard is the center, Minnesota native, 6'5", 305-pound senior. Adrian Hawkins, the right guard, transfer from Monmouth, 6'6", 300-pounder. And Bryce Henderson is the right tackle from North Aurora, Illinois, 6'8", 320, the redshirt junior. We mentioned this is an FCS program, but you heard those weights. They're all 300 pounds plus along that offensive line. J.J. Galbraith is the tight end from Avada, Colorado, 6'4", 240-pound senior. At 36 catches last season, had a couple of grabs last week in their season-opening win. Wide receivers Carter Bell, 5'11", sophomore from Bettendorf, Iowa, 53 catches, better than 900 yards a season ago. Jack Martins, a Cumberland, Wisconsin native, 5'11", 190, redshirt junior, had a catch for 19 yards last week. Karan Adams, 5'7", 175, redshirt sophomore out of Phoenix, Arizona. Travis Tice, their running back, 5'11", 215 pounds, sixth-year senior out of Pratt, Kansas. Charles Pierre Jr. will get a lot of turns as well, 5'10", 205, redshirt sophomore from Orlando, Florida. And Aiden Bauman is the quarterback, a lefty, 6'5", 245-pounder, redshirt junior from Buffalo, Minnesota. A transfer from Iowa State, was with the Cyclones program in 2020 as well as 2021. 21. For the Wisconsin Badgers on defense up front, when they go two down, it'll be Kurt Neal, the 6'1", 290-pound redshirt sophomore, and Ben Barton, 6'5", 308, fifth-year senior out of Stratford, Wisconsin. Leon Lowry, Daryl Peterson, your outside backers. Lowry, 6'3", 252, transfer from Syracuse, and Peterson, the redshirt junior from Akron, Ohio, 6'1", 248 pounds. Inside, Jake Chaney, 5'11", 233, a senior from Cape Coral, Florida, and Jaheim Thomas, 6'4", 245, a fifth-year senior from Cincinnati, Ohio. The corners are Nizir Fortgarine, fifth-year senior from Mentor, Ohio, and Ricardo Hallman, a redshirt junior out of Miami, Florida. Hunter Wohler, 6'4", 218, senior out of Muskego, Wisconsin. Well, man, what are the safety positions? And he is joined back there by Preston Zachman, 6'1", 212-pounder out of Pennsylvania. That has been a good safety combo here for the Wisconsin Badgers. These programs have met just a couple of times, the Badgers winning on both occasions, most recently in 2011 when Russell Wilson and the guys took care of business 59-10. Those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt Kickoff is coming up next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia.
Your biggest part of me.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 to attend concert.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like Jump Around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football.
You got to come out here, you got to compete, you got to make each other better.
Looks the throw, looks right, looks left, throws left, end zone, caught, Tucker Ashcraft, touchdown Wisconsin.
It's about effort, it's about intensity.
Ricardo Holman from one end of the yard to the other.
You got to find that edge that you can get to and then keep trying to push it.
Picked off by Wisconsin, Preston Sackman, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium alongside Mark Tauscher, our sideline reporter Patrick Herb, engineer Dave McCann, statistician Mike Heller, and Aisha Jackson. Back in the network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football, and we welcome you to week two of college football. The 1-0 Badgers taking on the 1-0. South Dakota winning convincingly in its season opener. It wasn't all that convincing for the Badgers. They trailed in the fourth quarter, but made the plays that had to be made and eventually defeated Western Michigan 28-14 as the Badgers emerge from the tunnel at the north end of Camp Randall Stadium and come onto the field. Let's take a look at our keys to today's game. Presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. Tausch, what you have here today?
Well, I mean, I think you look at how last week played out, and, you know, we've already kind of went over the, well, make this big jump. I said this last week as the game was going, hey, we're moving the football 16 plays, but it's just too hard to play winning football at this level if you don't have big chunk plays. So today, I know that's going to be a point of emphasis, and that's on both sides of the ball, but especially on the offensive side. I thought last week the run game was good, but you gotta get to that second level and bust some to make it great. In the pass game, we need more. So I think today that's going to be a big point of emphasis. Figure out ways to get those explosives that turn the game in your favor.
All right, we'll send it down to the sideline of Patrick Herb. We talked about some offense stuff. They want to fix some things on the defensive side of the ball too, don't they?
Coming off last season, one of the points of emphasis for this defense was better problem solving. There were several games that they got defensively off to a rough start and weren't able to adjust quick enough before putting themselves in a hole. So much so that during camp, they've actually asked the offense to dial up some exotic different looks for them sometimes at practice just to give them a chance to problem solve in a quote-unquote live environment. They think that the first game, Western Michigan had a little bit of a vanilla play call. In fact, they ran the ball on first down on their first 12 first downs. So not necessarily exotic. They think today is going to create much more creativity, different, some different looks, a good chance for them to test how much they've improved at that problem solving on defense.
All right, Patrick, thank you very much. Pete Monty, the honorary captain, ready for the coin toss now.
The Big Ten logo is tails. The helmet is heads. What is your call?
Heads.
Heads is called. It is heads. You have won the toss. South Dakota has won the toss with a further option to the second half. You'll take the ball now. Which way would you like to kick? You're back here. You're back there.
All right, Badgers will receive. They'll get the ball first. Mentioned Pete Monty. Patrick mentioned him as Pete, the honorary captain here today. Such a big part of the building of the program to a championship level. He remains the all-time leader in tackles. Very close buds with Tarik Salah, part of the Hall of Fame class. Tarik still holds the records for sacks and tackles for loss, and Pete wants to go play. So he's already running right back in the middle of the field, Mark. He's.
I think he could. I'll tell you what, man. I remember when I came down here as a little snot-faced freshman and seeing, you know, old number 48.
Oh, yeah.
Built like a rock granite, and Pete Monty had one heck of a career here at Wisconsin.
He really did. Fun to see a lot of those guys back in town last night for the Hall of Fame. All the Hall of Fame inductees well represented in the room last evening. So the Badgers will get the first crack at it, and we'll see if they can get some things cranked up here offensively.
I wonder, is Tark still over there? Do you think he's going to make it over here today?
That's a good question. I told him, I said, you got a 2:30 kick. You got a little more time to play with. He's a gamer, though.
He is a gamer. He's real lucky it wasn't 11 o'clock, because I don't care how big of a gamer he is, I'm not sure he makes it.
Tretch Kekahuna, Cade Iacomelli are deep for Wisconsin. Zeke Mata is set to kick off for South Dakota. Transferred, spent a couple of years at LSU. Hit a 52-yard field goal last week for the Coyotes in their season opening win against Northern State. Badgers in the home Cardinal unis in the white trim. North Dakota in the white unis here this afternoon on a gorgeous day in Madison, Wisconsin. Wind got a little kick to it earlier today. We'll see if there's any influence on the kicking game here as we proceed. Had a little kick to it out of the northwest as Mata on the approach, and the kick is in the air. Kekahuna waits for it. He'll catch it the 3, left side 5 to the 10. Weaving left, 15-yard line, up across the 20, and Kekahuna will advance up near the 25-yard line. And we are underway in Madison, Wisconsin, game number 2 for the Badgers.
Yeah, this kickoff's a lot better than that. Watching that NFL kickoff.
Ooh, they need to start tweaking that maybe sooner than later, huh?
That tweak should have been tweaked before they tweaked it. That makes any sense, but this a lot better.
There we go. Chez Malusi getting the starting call. We mentioned Tawee Walker. He is dressed. He went through warm-ups. He is listed as questionable. May see more of Iacomelli here today. We'll find out as we move along. Three receivers right, one on the left. Pistol formation. First play for scrimmage. Hand off Malusi. Room off the left side. Across the 30-yard line. Slams his way across the 30. The ball popped out. And South Dakota, they're doing what you expect. They're pointing their way. The Badgers pointing it's their ball as well. We'll see a fumble on the first play from scrimmage as the wrestling match continues, and the Badgers have salvaged the possession. Joe Brunner able to dig it out of there, the left guard for Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was really well blocked. Jack Nelson did a great job. They rolled their DN. Got to have that ball high and tight. Their South Dakota safeties come down and fill. That was the case there. Very fortunate Brunner was Johnny on the spot there to pick that up.
And Dennis Shorter, the safety, knocking it loose on second and 2. Play fake. Van Dyke, he's under pressure. Rolls off to his right, extends the play, throws right side. It's caught by Vinny Anthony inside the 40-yard line of South Dakota. Oh, that is good work under duress from Tyler Van Dyke. He finds Anthony down to the 35-yard line, South Dakota territory.
Yeah, pressure comes off of Wisconsin's right side of their offensive line, and Van Dyke does a great job of avoiding, keeping his eyes down the field, and there's that first explosive.
Slot left, slot right, first and 10, Van Dyke, and he gets buried. He found nothing, was going to tuck it and run, and got smacked by Mikey's Grace in the backfield, a loss of 3. Ball at the 38-yard line, South Dakota territory, second out and 3.
Yeah, that looked like it was a quarterback draw by design, and there was a little bit of hesitation, almost as if Van Dyke was waiting for something to open up. South Dakota wasn't waiting. Payton. They buried him in a backfield.
Well, the play again, that was Mike Keyes' grace as Jake Renfro lost his helmet. So he's going to have to come off. So Kerry Kadenko will come in and play center for this snap. Fifth-year senior out of Green Bay. Third down and 7, Wisconsin at the Coyotes' 32-yard line.
Yeah, really good push in the interior part of that line. I know the helmet fell off for Renfro. Great job getting that push to get up 6 or 7 to set up this 3rd and 7.
Empty backfield. 3 receivers right, 2 on the left as Van Dyke surveys the defense of South Dakota. Jackson Akers slot left, motions into the backfield. Play clock is at 2. The snap to Van Dyke. 4-man rush. Throw over the middle. That's caught inside the 25, inside the 20. Breaks a tackle at the 15 to the 10-yard line. Lifted up into the air and spiked to the turf is Bryson Green. First down, goal to go. Wisconsin at the 10.
Yeah, great protection there by Wisconsin. And just a simple little over route. Green finds a little soft spot in the zone, beats his guy across the face, and then finishes the run beautifully, breaking a couple of tackles.
First and goal at the 10-yard line. Trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers on first down. Van Dyke hands off to Malusi, trying to cut off the left side. Slip, fell down. Covered up by Dennis Shorter over there. Blake Holden on the defensive line as well. Gain of 1. Second and goal at the 9.
Yeah, you keep saying Shorter. You just watch film this week. He is always down in the box. They need him as a run supporter.
Bill Pauling, slot to the right. Second and goal at the 9. Van Dyke will give it to Malusi again. Inside the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Ches Malusi from 9 yards away. So the Badgers cash in. They get a big play or two along the way, including a 32-yard pitch and catch from Van Dyke to Anthony, and Malusi finishes the job with a 9-yard run.
Yeah, just a great job by Wisconsin's offensive line. That was parted beautifully. It looked as if South Dakota trying to do a little bit of stunting up front, and just a great job by Huber washing his guy. Riley Mallman mauls his guy into the end zone. That was an easy run in for Malusi.
Nathaniel Vakos on to attempt the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. Good start for the Badgers after a near disaster to start the possession. Ford scoring drive, 7 plays, 75 yards. Took 2 minutes and 46 seconds. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 12:03 left first quarter. Wisconsin 7, South Dakota nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Saving money on everything for your next painting project at Menards. Dutch Boy DuraClean exterior paint is a paint and primer in one that's available in thousands of color options. It's formulated to resist dirt, mildew, and fading. Save big on Dutch Boy exterior paints at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
When life gets real, start at Kohl's, where we've lowered prices on thousands of items your family needs for whatever life brings. Kohl's, where families come first. And the story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at madison.com/story. Well, a fumble on the first play from scrimmage that fortunately for the Badgers, they recovered. And then they marched 75 yards. Ches Malusi, a 9-yard scoring run. 12:03 left first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin.
Yeah, you could not have drawn, obviously, the fumble, not part of the plan, but a great job by Brunner of recovering that. And from there, big plays from Van Dyke, both to Vinny Anthony and to Green a little bit later, and finished off. But getting out, escaping that rush, keeping your eyes down the field, and we wanted big plays. Wisconsin gave us big plays.
Gavin Lahm to kick off. Keandre Jones-Logan, who brought one all the way back last week, will watch this kick sail over his head and hit the back of the end zone for the touchback. And the Coyotes will start at the 25-yard line, first and 10.
And now, this is the case. This is what you're looking for, because, you know, as we talked about South Dakota, they want to come in here. They want to shorten the game. They want to be physical. You kind of muck the game up a little bit. And when you can go down and put seven up, they're going to still do what they do, but now the defense can play a little freer and force the issue a little bit more. This is where you're taking that next step, trying to be complimentary football, get off the field here, and hopefully give your offense a chance to go up two scores.
Max Lofi again, that slot corner for Wisconsin. Aiden Bauman, the quarterback. Travis Tice, the running back, to the left of the QB. They'll line up three receivers right side of the formation as the play clock winding down and strikes zero.
That's the stuff that'll drive coaches nuts. Ball gets there, you're placed at the 20, and you come out and you have a delay of game. Not the start that the Coyotes were looking for.
A 10-win team last year were the Coyotes, getting into the postseason. Bob Nielsen in his ninth year there, started his coaching career at Ripon, had a few years at UW-Eau Claire as well. First and 15 now for the Coyotes at their own 20-yard line. Again, three receivers to the right. Snap the Bauman, the left-hander looking to throw, has time, flips it short. It's caught by Tice across the 25, cutting right, breaks tackle 30. He's for the 35. He is across the 40-yard line and finally tapped out of bounds by Ricardo Holman at the 45-yard line near side. Gain of 25 and a first down for South Dakota.
Yeah, that was Bowman did a really good job of staying in the pocket. Pretty good push there by Barton to get up in there. And Thomas got to make that tackle. He just got shook a little bit, and then, you know, it turned into a little bit of a blocking parade, and they picked up 20-some-odd yards where you had him first and 15. Good job by South Dakota.
Yeah, we didn't have to say missed tackles much last week, particularly for an opener. From the 45-yard line, first and 10, and here's a little pop pass running left across the 45-yard line. Caron Adams up to the 48-yard line. Caron Adams, redshirt sophomore out of Phoenix, Arizona, lined up to the right. Motion to the left, that little pop pass with the quarterback just with that short little pitch of maybe all of 3 feet. It's a jet sweep look, but it is a pass. It's a gain of 4, second and 6 for the Yotes at their own 49.
Yeah, and the reason teams like the pop pass over that is because if the ball falls to the turf, it's a dead play, no more. You don't have to worry about fumbling, etc.
Charles Pierre lines up behind the quarterback. Tice to the left of Aiden Bauman. Audrey Bell, the receiver, is out to the right. Jack Martin's to the left. On second down and 6, Bauman hands off to Pierre off the right side, and he ducks under Kurt Neal, and then Neal is able to go back and get him with a little bit of help. Or more than a little bit. Ben Barton is there for Wisconsin. Gain of 3 to the 48 of the Badgers, with the Coyotes looking at a 3rd down and 3. 4.5 minutes in, 7-0 Wisconsin.
Love that. Hunter Waller came up in support and helped. And you said, Kurt Neal, great job of getting some penetration in the backfield. He missed the first crack at it, but Thomas was there putting his nose in there. You want to see a lot of hats rally into the football. Nice job by Wisconsin's defense.
And a 3rd and 3, South Dakota. Martins comes out to the left. Two receivers to the right. Travis Tice to the left of the quarterback. As Bell goes in motion, and the give goes to Tice, got hit by Waller, and then Jaheim Thomas short of the first down. Well, they get a little jet motion to the left, and then a handoff up the middle. Tice stopped to the 47 of Wisconsin, and it's now 4th and 2 for South Dakota.
Yeah, great job by Wisconsin to just stay in discipline. You said it, Matt, a little jet motion to kind of pull eyeballs. Wisconsin stayed home, did their job, and now it looks as if South Dakota's bringing the punt squad out, and a great stop by the Wisconsin defense.
Tyler Ebel out of DeForest, Wisconsin.
The old Norskies.
I didn't know they punted. I didn't know Aaron Mack's team punted there, the old Norskies. But Apparently he did and was good at it. He'll get an opportunity here. He's a lefty, and the kick is in the air. Fair catch signaled by Vinny Anthony. He'll let it hit. Sails over his head inside the five and into the end zone for the touchback, and the Badgers will start at their 20-yard line, first and 10. Drive on, Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. Today's game also brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and in the future. 9:14 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, South Dakota nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card, and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier, and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit haysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. And during the weekend of September 27th through the 29th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffel store, visit $1,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. 9:14 left in the opening quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin leading South Dakota.
You could not draw this start up any better. You go down, you score, you get a stop, and now this is where you want to start seeing that maturity in your team. You have this opportunity now. You're playing against a squad that you feel like you know should be able to put some points up on. You get the ball back, and now you can go up two scores. This is where you take that next step as a football team.
Cade Iacomelli and Jackson Aker, the backfield combo. If you're just checking us out, Tawee Walker was listed as questionable, but you caught Luke Fickell's interview. He's saying he didn't think Tawee would miss too much time, but we'll kind of see how it goes here. He was banged up early in the game last week, came back and had just a terrific touchdown run in the fourth quarter that gave Wisconsin the lead for good. But we saw Malusi in the first drive. We see Iacomelli and Aker now in the second possession. Will Pauling in motion left to right. A snap to Van Dyke. He'll hand it to Iacomelli across the 20-yard line, and he gets wrapped up and taken to the ground at about the 22 or 23-yard line. Short pickup of the play. Second down for the Badgers.
Yeah, South Dakota's going to put a lot of bodies down in the box there, and that was a case where Iacomelli did a little cutback. Two guys there. Riley Mallman wasn't quite able to finish his block the way he needed to give him a chance. Iacomelli a chance to go one-on-one.
Two receivers right. Pauling out to the left of the 22-yard line, Wisconsin territory. Second down and 8. Iacomelli will shift behind the quarterback. Tyler Van Dyke takes a snap. He'll give it to Iacomelli off the left side, 25-yard line. Across the 30 goes Iacomelli, taken down at the 32 or 33-yard line. Getting in there was Nick Gaze from the defensive line. Had some help. First down run for the Badgers. Another good effort from Iacomelli.
South Dakota went with just a three-down look. And a great job by Renfro of passing his guy down, getting up on that linebacker that gave Iacomelli plenty of space to go pick up that first down.
Gain of 11 for Kate. Cade, who remains in there. Pauling slot right on first and 10. Van Dyke, little flea flicker to Iacomelli. Now pitches it back to Van Dyke. Winds it up. Shot play down the middle. Watch Williams. It's incomplete at the 20-yard line. Ball a touch underthrown as the Badgers try a little flea flicker. And it's an incomplete pass. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 33-yard line.
Almost a little quick. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and critique the flip of the ball back from Iacomelli, but it looked like it slipped out of Van Dyke's hand a little bit, and that led to the underthrow. I love the idea. You want shots. You want big plays. You got to take some chances. Wisconsin did. Unfortunately, didn't work out.
Pauling slot right. C.J. Williams wide left. Iacomelli remains in there at running back. Lines up behind Van Dyke on second down and 10. Hand off to Iacomelli. Turns it back to the right across the 35-yard line and takes it up near the 40. Gets wrapped up by Gary Bryant. And the inside linebackers is someone they are counting on to help lead this South Dakota defense. Gain of 6, third and 4 for the Badgers at their 39-yard line.
Really interesting. You kind of were talking to guys this week, and South Dakota likes this 3-down look. They play another defensive lineman almost off the ball, and I think Wisconsin likes that matchup. You're going to be curious if they see that they're able to run the football if they mix that up.
Receivers left, one on the right on third down. Van Dyke looking to throw, looking right, fires it right, and trying to lay out for it was Tucker Ashcraft. It is incomplete. Tevin McKelvey over there in coverage, kind of a hybrid linebacker safety. And Wisconsin will be punting on 4th and 4 at their own 39-yard line with 7:20 left in the opening quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin.
Yeah, and Ashcraft runs the route right past the sticks. It was really well covered. That was the case there where I think Van Dyke had more time. I think that was almost a little predetermined that's, you know, he's going to the sticks. That was where the route was designed. It would have been nice for him. He had plenty of time. The O-line did a good job. I think that was a little bit too forced, and that's why we're sitting here in a punt situation.
Carter Bell is deep. Return one for a score last week. Atticus Bertrand's with a good punt. Sails over the head of Bell. Checks up inside the 10-yard line. Bounces outside the 10. And still a good effort. No unfortunate luck on the bounce, but the Yotes are still starting inside their 15. They'll mark at the 13-yard line. A 48-yard punt off the left foot of Atticus Bertrand. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at Zero in Wisconsin. .gov. And no one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered. Anywhere you go, get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2024. 7:10 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, South Dakota nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters. And every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation. Whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow, we build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
7:10 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, South Dakota nothing. The Coyotes, they remark the ball, so the Yotes will be starting at their own 12-yard line, going north to south, left to right as we see it in the first quarter.
Yeah, that would have been, a 3rd and 4. You feel pretty good about it, and I think sometimes you have a play designed. You go through it all week, and you just think, that's where I want to go with the football. And, these other teams scout, too. They understand what you're kind of looking to do, and that was a case there, I thought. Van Dyke maybe predetermined a little bit, and give South Dakota credit. It felt like they're on their heels. They found a way to get off the field.
Badgers go 3 down linemen. You got Elijah Hills, Ben Barton, Cade McDonald. Outside backers Leon Lowry and John Pius. 1st and 10 for Aiden Bauman of the offense for the Yotes. Takes the hip high snap, back to throw, backside pressure, fourth ring pass deflected, incomplete. Intended for Zach Whitty, the tight end. Jaheim Thomas on the coverage. Nizir Forkureen is screaming off the corner, putting heat on the quarterback, and it's 2nd and 10.
Yeah, that was, we didn't talk a ton last week about Forkureen. He led the team in tackles. That was really well designed. Obviously, a left-handed quarterback, you usually will be thinking, well, we got to bring the blitz. You brought the blitz from his blind side. He didn't see it, and very fortunate for South Dakota that that wasn't a strike.
Now two receivers left, one on the right. Travis Tice, the running back. 2nd and 10, South Dakota from its own 12-yard line. Shotgun snap to Bauman. Badgers bring in 4. Short pass caught by J.J. Galbraith, the tight end. Gets wrapped up first by Thomas and then by the safety Preston Zachman. A short gain just shy of the 15-yard line. 3rd down, and actually the marker closer to the 14, so make it 3rd down and 8.
Yeah, and that's why hits on the quarterback and pressures. Everybody wants to talk about sacks and everything else, but what you want to do is get Bowman uncomfortable. That was just an easy read. Wisconsin designed it to make that. It had 2 guys right there on the spot to make that tackle for a minimal game.
Carter Bell, slot left. Javion Phelps, wide left. A.J.